Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Experience everything there totally free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their sites. We give it away. freetalklive.com. So I mentioned a couple of legalization movements. We were talking about states' rights, so-called. Of course, states can't actually have rights. Only individuals have rights. But nonetheless, the concept is interesting. The idea that a state can, for instance, pass a law like California did, the medical marijuana provision, I think it was Proposition 215 or 216, one or the other, about a decade ago is when they passed it. And apparently it doesn't matter to the federal government. The federal government could care less what the state laws have to say. The state law says that if you're in California and in 11 other states, I believe, currently, 10 or 11 other states that have similar laws that essentially say that if you're sick, you've got a doctor's permission, you can smoke marijuana for whatever your ailment is. In many cases, it's AIDS victims, cancer victims trying to keep their medicine down because the medicines they take make them nauseous. The marijuana fights that nausea. Perhaps it's other. There's a variety of different. They even suggest it might help with depression. The glaucoma victims, MS also victims also taking marijuana.
Mr. Cubby has the adrenal cancer.
That's right.
Says it works for him.
So there's a variety of people that could be helped out by this. Doesn't matter to the federal government. Doesn't matter that over 60% of Californians voted in favor of this proposition. They continue to send their federal thugs in the form of the DEA into that state, continue to raid legitimate established businesses that are providing the marijuana to clients, who again have doctor's permission, raiding them, stealing marijuana, and taking all of their cash. This goes on time after time. And, it's amazing that other states are even bothering to go on with this, but there are some of them, in fact, and I think it's good that they are. In the face of the DEA, in spite of what the federal government is doing, other states continue to push forward with various different types of marijuana legislation. In the case of, and it's not always legislation, in the case of Nevada, for instance, there's going to be a ballot provision, a referendum of some sort on the ballot this year. In fact, Mark, I believe you have kind of an update on this. We've been following the story kind of lightly here and there, but now that election season is really cranking up, we'll give you the full meat of the Nevada legalization story. This isn't even medical. For the first time, I think, or I don't know, I guess the first time, a time at a state level, I believe, that they're looking at a legalization plan for marijuana. Forget this interim step of medicinal marijuana, which is, in my opinion,
Nevada's looked at it before. They've looked at it.
Yeah, I think it was in 2002 or 2004 they had a vote, and it failed at that point.
Right.
But it's the first time they could really have success because they seem like they've been building momentum on this, and I guess the polling numbers are somewhat favorable. Give me the details, Mark. What's going on in Nevada?
From the AP, gambling, prostitution, and now pot. Organizers of a Nevada ballot measure hope to voters in a state where almost anything goes will be one better and legalize marijuana. If it passes, November 7, Nevada will be the first state to allow adults to possess up to an ounce of pot that they could buy at government-regulated marijuana shops. There's so much about regulation in this that I wonder what you're going to say about it all.
Oh, I know what these people are about.
The Committee to Regulate and Control Marijuana, which has published medical...
I disagree with them already.
Has pushed medical marijuana and decriminalization laws around the country, thinks Nevada, with its embrace of certain vices and its streak of Western independence, is a perfect venue. In an editorial last spring, the rural Lahontan Valley News argued that gambling, Nevada's most powerful industry, caters to visceral pleasures, and it would be hypocritical to oppose the legalization of marijuana on moral grounds. Proponents of the measure also argue that the legal system wastes time and money on low-level marijuana offenses, and that taxing and regulating pot would put drug dealers out of business while freeing law enforcement to focus on violent crime and more dangerous drugs such as methamphetamine.
I can't disagree with them. Making great points.
You know, if they have these government regulated shops,
except for that part, I disagree with that part.
Same here, but I think that's the way we're going to see it. So we might as well. It's better.
It's a step in the right direction. It's just the problem with what they want is they want to take a step in the right direction and then take another step in the wrong direction. They're taking a step in the right direction by eliminating the criminality behind smoking and possessing marijuana, and I presume selling, depending on if you're licensed or not. But they're eliminating the criminality, that element, which will do all of the things that they talked about. It'll lighten the load on the court systems and everything else. But then they're taking another step in the wrong direction by saying, well, we need to make it so this is regulated by the government, because for some reason, giving the government control of drugs is a good idea, when we've seen that it's obviously a bad idea because we're fighting the government's control of drugs. But we believe we can reconfigure the government to control drugs better, but not actually make them illegal. I mean, it's just like you're asking for another bureaucracy to be created, or if not a whole new bureaucracy, a whole new arm of a bureaucracy to be created in order to regulate and control marijuana. And that's where I disagree with them. But go ahead.
Well, the point I was trying to make is what I think it says that it's going to be illegal or legal to own under an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have these government-regulated shops, really what that amounts to is portion control.
Okay.
Because, for instance, in the state of Florida, I don't know about the rest of the states, it's illegal to have a magnum of champagne.
What's that?
It's a big, really big bottle.
Okay.
Really a giant bottle. But you can buy as many little bottles as you want. So essentially, and it's not an exact parallel, but it's similar.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go into the shop, you'll be able to buy a half of an ounce of marijuana, and you can go back tomorrow and buy another half of an ounce of marijuana, and the
presumably.
Next day... I would assume.
We don't know the exact parameters of what they're proposing for the regulatory
I can't imagine
rules.
They're going to put together a computer system that's going to track pot
Who
usage.
Who knows? And you know what? I don't know what their proposal is, but their proposal might just stop and say, we want you to regulate this, and then leave it up to the lawmakers to figure out the system, and then anything goes.
Well, you know as well as I do that that I don't support regulation, but
right.
I'm just saying that all it amounts to is legalizing
marijuana.
Well, we
support regulation, market-based, voluntary regulation. Go ahead.
All right. So it essentially legalizes marijuana across the board, because nobody's going to have a bail anymore if you can have a half an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you can buy as many half ounces as you want. You can go to store and buy as many as you want. In an editorial last spring, the proponents of the measure also argued that the legal system wastes time and money on the low-level marijuana offenses. I've read this already, drug dealers out of business while freeing law enforcement to focus on violent crime and more dangerous drugs such as methamphetamine. Put it into a tightly controlled, regulated environment. We think that makes a lot of sense, says Neil Levine, director of the...
I want to continue with this tightly controlled, regulated environment, but first we're going to the phones. And Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hello, long live free talk.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think it should be like beer and wine. You know, you can make so many gallons of beer and wine, and you could trade. Like, if you made some beer and I made some beer, I could give you, like, a gallon of my beer, or you give me a gallon of your beer, and we could check it out.
Yeah, but do we need to have government rules over top of all this, Dave? Why can't we just trade our beer on our own?
Well, they're worried about you selling it and making money without them making their tax money.
That's right.
The whole deal about their control. They want to be able to tax it.
Yeah, that's right. They're profiting from the illegal drug trade now, and they don't want to stop profiting
Right, because they're making top dollar now. If it goes on the table, the price will have to come down like three quarters, you know, and then they got to get their tax. That's why they take... your house, your car, you know, if you get caught growing it.
Which they won't be able to do now if this law goes into effect.
Right, and if you could grow your own, you would be able to grow, like, red peppers alongside of it. You'd be able to grow, after about 5 years, some good avocados, you know.
Yeah,
if you could be able to set up a little...
You're making me hungry, Dave.
No, but you'd be able to grow your own vegetables,
right?
Man, because once you're set up to grow...
Well, now, you know what? Something I've not seen, though, since you bring up growing your own... I have not seen it addressed, and I haven't looked deeply into their website to find out what the answer is, but they're talking about tightly regulated and controlled, and when they say tightly regulated and controlled, I get kind of frightened. And does that mean that they want to make it so that only specific people who have licenses can grow,
right.
like with
and,
tobacco?
And they're the ones making all the profit and all,
right.
all the tax.
So maybe they'll make it illegal for individuals to grow their own marijuana, or maybe they'll make it so you can grow one plant, but not more than one plant. So who knows where they're going to go with it. Dave, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. But there is more information here. In fact, I'm sure they've got quotes from the bureaucrats that are against it. Inevitably, some chiefs of police are going to be against it, and we'll talk about all that. Coming up, the Nevada legalization effort. Your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, so take control of the airway.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 17, 2006. Gold opened at $592.20, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $624.38. Again, that's $624.38 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and take advantage of the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Talking about the Nevada effort to legalize marijuana. And I guess legalize is the right term. I'm still not even sure what these terms mean. There's legalize and decriminalize, and people disagree as to which one means what. I think what they're doing in this case is legalizing, meaning that they're taking marijuana from its illegal status, making it legal, and attaching a bunch of regulations onto it.
Sounds like it to me.
I think that if it was decriminalization, I know people will disagree with me on this, and you're welcome to call in with it at 800-259-9231. I think if they were to just decriminalize it, to take the criminality away from it, that would mean that there would be no regulation on top of it. But that's just my interpretation. Anyway, going back to the AP story about Nevada and what's going on there with a commission to regulate, or what's the name of the group? The organization to regulate and strictly control marijuana,
yeah,
or something
almost exactly like that.
You know, I think the reason why they
committee to regulate and control marijuana.
Right, and then you just read a quote by one of their head guys saying that they want to strictly or tightly regulate.
Put it into a tightly controlled and regulated environment.
Yeah.
We think that makes a lot of sense. That's Neil Levine, executive director of the committee.
You know, the reason why they're putting it in these terms is because they believe that people are scared of marijuana. That's my impression,
mm-hmm.
because they believe that if they don't make it sound like, oh, well, we're going to legalize it, but we're really, really going to keep an eye on it, and we're going to tightly regulate and control it. We're not going to let any children get their hands on it. Trust us on this. You know, they just sort of are trying to reassure the worrywarts out there that, you know, this drug, this evil drug that they've been lied to about for decades by the federal and local state governments, this marijuana, is really so bad. They're just sort of, I think they're perpetuating the myth by having this message of we're going to tightly regulate it. They're perpetuating the myth that this is a dangerous drug that needs to be regulated at the level of alcohol, and it is not as dangerous as alcohol is.
I disagree. I think that they're taking the only sane approach. What we want to see is we want to see marijuana, people not being arrested for marijuana, not being thrown in jail for marijuana, not being fined for marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to occur. Already, everything else is regulated, controlled, taxed to death, and that's the way it is.
So why should we continue this abusive process?
They're not libertarians, Ian.
I understand.
They're just people that want to not be arrested and fined and imprisoned for marijuana.
Yeah.
So I think they're taking the only sane approach. It's the only one that's going to work.
It just disappoints me when people do this. I don't think it's a sane approach. It's just the approach that they believe will work.
Okay.
And good luck to them. I'm not going to send them any money.
I think it will work, and I think it's
an insult to marijuana smokers to suggest that this is a dangerous drug that needs to be regulated to the equivalent of alcohol.
They're only addressing the concerns of the people out there that haven't done marijuana. My mother mm-hmm. believes the whole marijuana's a gateway drug nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, because she's never smoked marijuana. She doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And she's more likely to vote than some guy your age. That's
Fair
just
enough.
The way that is. So I'm all for it, and I think that by withholding any donations that you would make, not to say that you necessarily would, that you're just closing your eyes to reality.
Nope. I just won't give money to people that are calling for more government.
Okay. Opponents, including law enforcement and Ian, apparently, the nation's
I'm
drugs
not an
are...
opponent. I'd vote yes for it. I would. I would vote yes for it, and I would encourage others to vote yes for it. I would just tell the leaders of that organization that, you know, somebody like me, a talk show host with, you know, 20 affiliates or whatever we have, is not going to be fully behind the effort as much as I could be. And maybe, you know, I think if more people would step forward and say, you know, if you guys would just call for decriminalization, you might get a little more support. I don't know. Maybe they would. Maybe they'd get less. Maybe they've already done the research. Go ahead.
I think that this is the only thing that's going to work, and they have my full support.
Okay.
The nation's drug czar and civic and business groups argue the measure would encourage the use of other drugs.
Bah.
They question whether it would even prove to be a good source of tax revenue. The fact is, growing, distributing,
wow.
and warehousing marijuana will still be a federal offense, said Todd Raybuck, a Las Vegas police officer and spokesman for the
yep.
Committee to Keep Nevada Respectable, which opposes the measure. It's ridiculous nonsense. Nevada Respectable with its hookers. And
what
its,
a scumbag.
And its casinos. Not to say that Nevada's not respectable, but if you were going to keep Nevada respectable, you can't keep Nevada respectable. If marijuana's bad, then hookers are bad, then casinos are bad. Alcohol's bad, and cigarettes are bad. Nonsense. Question 7 allows people 21 and older to possess an ounce of marijuana in their homes, the same amount allowed under Nevada's medical marijuana law.
Once again, insulting 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. telling them they aren't smart enough to make their own decisions, not real adults. What an insult.
Let's
slap in the face.
Let's take the freedom where we can get it, Ian.
Why don't you try to include 18, 19, and 20-year-olds? These are some of the highest consumers of the, as far as quantity is concerned. They are major consumers of marijuana. Why would you want to alienate them from this effort? You could get them behind you by including them in this.
They're behind you already.
Leave them out.
They're absolutely behind it already.
Not as much as they could
18,
be.
18, 19, or 20.
I'd be insulted if I was 18 in Nevada.
Any 18, 19, or 20-year-old that's going to vote, which of their numbers, you know that it's very, very, very few of them, are going to vote for this in all likelihood. If they were going to vote for it, they're certainly not going to vote against it because it doesn't include them.
Right.
So, I mean, that's ridiculous. And what if, just suppose...
I think it's ridiculous to leave
them
out.
Hold on just a second. What if there's 10% of the voting population out there? 10%. You are in control right here, right now. You think that you can get 40% of the vote, but there's 10% out there that are willing to vote for your measure if you raise it from 18 to 21, where the drinking age is.
This is why I'm not a politician.
Are you willing to raise it, Ian? Only you get to pull the lever. You get to decide whether marijuana is legal for 21 and overs by pulling the lever. I know, you hate it. It's because
I don't like compromise.
You have an impractical
political system. This is why I don't do politics.
System. Yes.
I hate it.
Okay. Well, it's clear what your answer was going to be. question 7 allows, currently possession...
I put gloves on and close my eyes while...
while you pulled it. You'd get somebody else to
pull
it.
It wasn't really me, it was the gloves.
Currently possession of an ounce or less of is a misdemeanor punishable by a $600 fine. Mm-hmm. An ounce or less. That's what they're proposing to legalize.
Yeah.
For 21 and over. 12 states have decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, that is, possession is punishable by a ticket and a fine, and 11 allow its use for medical purposes. Possession of up to an ounce at home is legal in Alaska under a court ruling there, but the case is under appeal. Colorado residents will vote next month on whether or not to legalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana by those 21 and older, similar to the ordinance Denver voters approved last year. But the Nevada measure goes further. It directs Nevada's Department of Taxation to set up procedures to license and regulate marijuana growers. That's great.
Problem.
I agree that it's a problem, but...
License and regulate the growers?
I'll take it.
Just like tobacco. You can't grow your own tobacco either.
Well, I don't think... But the thing is, Ian, though, if an ounce is illegal, or an ounce is legal, and you can buy it in the store, who's going to care? What cop is possibly going to care
Maybe
that you have a marijuana
Maybe people
want to
grow their own marijuana.
Right, but what cop is going to care that you have a marijuana bush in your backyard?
Well, there's a TABC down in Texas. That's the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission. They care about a lot of things in regards to alcohol and their stupid regulations. So now they're going to have a whole regulatory board for marijuana, and you can better believe they're going to be out there enforcing their will on others and slapping people with fines. We're going to come back with more details. 800-259-9231. It's not perfect, but it's a little bit better. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today. Online at natural-salt-lamps.com.
natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Experience the shrine of female listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo. And the shrine apparently has become a bit of, a lightning rod for controversy. There was a blog post recently, Mark, about our shrine. Did you see that one?
I did. I read it. And it's clearly somebody who...
Sound like a feminist.
I would describe them as the Freudian penis envy is really what we're talking about there.
Can you explain that?
Well, essentially, it means that what Freud would have described it as is wishing that you were male, wishing you had the power of a man, that kind of thing. I believe on it, and I would assume that we're talking about a woman in this, is that it's insulting the shrine of female listeners. It's demeaning to women. It's a bunch of TNA. Well, it's not.
No, it's not
TNA.
There's maybe three girls on there out of 70 or something that sort of are showing a little skin.
Yeah, there's all ages, all shapes, all sizes, really. And if this person has a problem with guys looking at girls and perhaps lusting after them,
she should move to an island with only women, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
going to be looking at women.
It's such a ridiculous thing to worry about.
Yeah,
really. I mean, how many things are there to worry about?
And if it's demeaning to women,
and they're going to have sexual drives, and so what?
And she's essentially insulting every single woman that has submitted her picture to the shrine. Because if it's demeaning to women to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners at Free Talk Live's website, freetalklive.com, then why on earth would anyone ever send us their picture in the first place, if it's so demeaning? So she's insulting every single girl that's ever sent us a picture.
And please, if you believe that the Shrine of Female Listeners is demeaning to women, please tell me what's demeaning to men. How? How are men demeaned?
Great
Please,
question.
Tell me one way. Because they're not. And You're lying when you say women are demeaned.
You could demean yourself.
Yes.
I mean, you could do something degrading and something embarrassing to yourself, but that doesn't demean the entirety of women or the entirety of all men in the world. You're an individual. You make your own choices. Anyway, visit the shrine at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this Nevada effort to legalize marijuana. And is there a little bit more on this,
Mark? Oh, there's quite a bit more.
I want to get through it here if we can.
Okay. The Nevada measure goes further. It directs Nevada's Department of Taxation to set up procedures to license and regulate marijuana growers, distributors, and retailers. At the same time, it doubles penalties for selling or giving pot to minors and for vehicular manslaughter while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The legislation also imposes a $45 per ounce excise tax, which some
Good
of the...
God!
With some of the... Yeah, it's a lot. That $45 per ounce? Oh, boy. But people will take it.
Yeah, and it's still going to be lower than the black market.
And you know, I mean, even with that excise tax, once these distributors and growers get to competing...
See, what they're not going to like, Mark, is that people aren't going to like the $45 excise tax. And unlike alcohol, you don't have to go... I mean, I guess they have the little brew-at-home kits, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much those things cost. I don't know how time-consuming they are. But it's not rocket science to grow marijuana. There's going to be people in Nevada that are going to want to plant their own marijuana, harvest their own marijuana, and sell their own marijuana.
Why
and those
they?
People would be violating these laws.
Sure.
And that's why I have a real problem with this.
I understood, Ian, but it's a step in the right direction. It's going to lower the penalties for those people.
I understand.
And it's going to make
maybe,
it less
maybe
likely.
Maybe it won't. Maybe there'll be a severe penalty for those that don't go through the lawful process of getting their regulated license.
Even so.
What happens if you try to sell liquor without a liquor license?
Even so, the people that want to smoke pot will be able to smoke pot, even if it's taxed to hell.
Okay.
And it's going to be cheaper than it is now because the black market won't be involved.
All right.
With the tax.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. An ounce of pot on the street costs upwards of $300, depending on the quantity. A 2002 study by researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, estimated taxing and regulating marijuana would generate $28.6 million in revenue. The Justice Department in Washington did not respond to calls and emails seeking comment.
Hmm.
In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled people who smoke marijuana for medical reasons can be prosecuted under federal drug laws, and Ray Buck, the cop, said it is doubtful federal agents would tolerate commercial pot ventures in Nevada.
Yeah, it's really doubtful.
It is doubtful.
In which case, I don't think that the commercial pot ventures should tolerate federal agents.
Well, how
they should
they
shoot on sight.
Oh, my God. In 2002.
As far as I'm concerned, if it's legal in Nevada, those people are marauding bandits. And they're coming around to businesses, just like they are in California, and stealing product and stealing inventory and stealing cash. You would shoot anybody else that tried that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just because they've got a badge on their shoulder makes them immune from that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't shoot any DEA agents. In 2002.
Well, I wish you would. I wish you would. Give them what's for.
Nevada voters.
Scumbags.
Overwhelmingly
Thugs.
Rejected a move to legalize up to 3 ounces of marijuana. Why did I get put on the show with Crazy Man? I mean, why?
What's crazy about that? Anybody else that was being robbed at gunpoint would have the absolute right to defend their business and defend themselves, their legal, legitimate business, and fire back.
It's only the crazy people that don't...
There's nothing crazy about that.
Know they're crazy. Okay. The latest
What's crazy is stealing people, stealing from people. That's mean and it's wrong, Mark. There's no defense for that.
In 2002, Nevada voters overwhelmingly rejected a move to legalize up to 3 ounces of marijuana. The latest measure got into the ballot after 86,000 people signed petitions. A poll conducted in September for the Las Vegas Review-Journal found 51% of voters opposed Question 7, while 42% supported it, and 7% were undecided.
When was that done, poll?
That was in September.
Okay.
The measure has found some surprising allies. Make no mistake, I don't think using marijuana is a wise choice for anyone, said Reverend William C. Webb, a Baptist minister who joined dozens of other religious leaders in announcing their backing. But if there has to be a market in marijuana, I'd rather it be regulated with sensible safeguards than run by violent gangs and dangerous drug dealers.
Yeah, I'm a sensible guy.
I'm with Bill Webb.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun, you take control of the airways. Good luck to Nevada. We'll keep you in, clued in on what happens there this November. I hope it's good things. I hope they pass this. It's not perfect, but it'll make a difference. Let's talk to, you take control of the airwaves, Daniel in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Daniel?
Not too much. I just want to let you guys know that we started the first Second Life militia
What are you going to do with it?
Well, if they try to impose that tax, I hope we could maybe organize something. I don't know, maybe some kind of protest or something.
Shoot them with ones and zeros.
So you want to organize a protest in the game Second Life? Is that the idea?
Well, I don't speak for the whole organization. It was just a bunch of people from the Gimme Liberty Bar. We have started a militia so that, you know, if there is that pose of tax on the Linden currency,
mm-hmm.
maybe we can do something. I don't know. Probably not, though.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably just going to be you guys standing around shooting virtual firearms.
It's better than nothing, though, Daniel.
Yeah. Anything else?
I wanted to say with that Nevada law where they're going to do an half an ounce per store,
mm-hmm.
that kind of reminds me how they do it in Amsterdam. Because in Amsterdam, you can only get about 5 grams per store. So it's a lot cheaper, though.
Yeah, that much is true. It is cheaper, and it's very good. There's competition. You're allowed to actually have different names. You can actually go into a place and you order off a menu, which is way different than the black market. So if they pass this, it's going to be huge for Nevada. It's going to be huge for their tourism as well, which is going to be a big deal. A lot of people are going to not go to Amsterdam anymore and just go to Nevada instead, which I think is it's going to be good for them.
Yeah, they've had a couple of cannabis cups things there, didn't they? Or not the cannabis cup, but a couple of festivals.
In
Las Vegas, I know. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I suppose. Daniel, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. David.
Wow.
Hey, what's up?
$45 excise tax for an ounce of weed?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Man, well, I guess at least they won't be hassling the pool as much.
They won't be having what?
Hassling the users as much.
Hopefully.
Well, look, $45 is nothing. If it said it was $300 for an ounce, I don't know what an ounce costs on the street. But let's say $300 is true. $45 excise tax and maybe another $45 for the marijuana.
For the actual
it's
product.
Still $90, and that's a third of what it costs now.
David, hang on. I know you had something you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free from time to time. We put stuff up for auction, though, and right now there is a live auction happening, and you can get to it by going to auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid. I believe it's currently at $26, or just under $27. And what are you getting if you win? Well, you're getting back printing. We're going to print out 1,000 Free Talk Live bumper stickers, first time ever, and so far we have sold 3/4 of the backing. See, when you get a bumper sticker from a radio station, if their sales team has been doing their job,
hey,
there will be advertisements on the back side of it. And so we're doing something similar. So we've got a few sponsorships in line so far, and now we're selling the very last quarter of the backing, and it could be yours. You can advertise your business, your product, your band, whatever, pretty much. So get the details at auction.freetalklive.com. Only a couple days remain on this. That's auction.freetalklive.com. All right, back to the phones and to the fun. David in California, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, yesterday you guys were talking about the presidential powers to label enemy combatants and military tribunals and all that stuff. And one of the questions that you guys will commonly ask is, what happens when the guy you don't like gets in charge?
Indeed.
And so I thought about that, and I can't see, or I'm not sure if it's real far off or not, but I can see if the lefties probably get in charge and how they could use this. You know, since they love their environment and all, I can see them picking off the heads of corporations that are responsible for environmental
alleged pollution, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, they could be enemy
pollution
combatants
and stuff, and
they're an environmental combatant. Right.
And then essentially pressuring all the other businesses to just, you know, conform even more to government law.
Yeah, who knows?
Not.
I mean, it's all speculation. It's all speculation as to what they could do, but they could do anything. I mean, this law allows the executive branch to pick up anybody they want for whatever reason they want. They don't have to tell you what their reasons are.
Yeah, so, you know, I wasn't sure if that was too crazy to think something like that, but
not at all.
I can see that happening. I mean, maybe not like next year.
Sure.
Anything, but
it's possible.
You know,
is it probable?
Time,
we don't know.
It is.
Yeah, we don't know how probable it is. Thanks for the call,
right,
David. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I wanted to make a quick comment about RFID chips and then talk about labor unions
a little bit. Go for it.
You were talking about RFID chips over the weekend on one of the shows, and you had a gentleman call in who was worried about RFID chips and companies getting that information to try to, you know, sell you stuff and make money.
Right.
I guess I didn't really liked the tone of how he took it. That and the only comment I wanted to make was that, well, they're only going to make money off you if you buy something from them, because basically what they're doing is trying to offer you something you may want based on what they may know about you. And I don't necessarily think that by itself is a dangerous thing.
I don't personally either. Some people, it really bugs them. I mean, I can understand not wanting to get telemarketing calls and junk mail. I can understand that. And I guess that's what their suggestion was that if you buy these products with the RFID tags, they'll have your information and they'll send it off to the marketers who they're going to sell your information to even more people to send you more crap. And to that extent, I understand, in which case I think Mark came up with this, we came up with a solution. You get the zapper. You get the RFID zapper and zap all the products you buy, and then nobody will know anything, will they?
There's certainly solutions for handling telemarketer calls. They have stuff you can do on the Internet that makes it difficult for telemarketers to get a hold of you.
Mike, sure. You still there? What else can you answer?
Yeah. Oh, really quickly, I've been listening haven't missed a show since Independence Day, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
I've never really heard you guys talk about labor unions, unless I really missed it. And I wanted to hear your guys' take on that. My thing about that is, I guess I don't have a problem with a group of employees who happen to work for the same company getting together to bargain with their employer for more pay,
who could have a problem with that?
Et cetera.
Yeah, I don't see who could have a problem with that. The problem, I think, comes in when government either grants privileges to labor unions or grants privileges to the businesses. Whenever government gets involved between employees and employers, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say next, and I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way both of us feel on it. As far as I'm concerned, I have no more problem with labor unions than I do with the Elks Club. It's a group of people with a common interest that are getting together to address issues that they may have.
Right.
God bless them.
The problem comes in when, for instance, if it's a labor union that's trying to throw their weight around and the business owner says, well, flip off, I'm going to hire a whole new crowd of people, and then the government steps in between and says, you can't fire these guys. We're going to get involved with talks here and whatever it is that the government does. They've got all kinds of rules. So get the government out, and I have no problem with unions. I wouldn't join one personally, but then again, that's not my circumstance, so I don't know.
I would absolutely join one. I think that if you have a talent that is a skill that the marketplace demands and is difficult to replace, I don't think that a labor union of ditch diggers or fruit pickers is particularly a great thing. But
I can market my skill on my own. I don't need other people around. But anyway, if that's where you want to go, that's fine with me. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ken in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ken.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Nice to talk to you guys.
You too, Ken.
Hey, are you guys familiar with Leo Wanta, Wanta?
No, I'm not. Give me the brief.
Hey, first of all, hunt the web for Leo, Wanta. Now, the story is he's got trillions of dollars for the U.S. Treasury in the Bank of America in Richmond, Virginia. But you can read all these stories. That's how I learned about it. Either this guy is a big liar or he's telling the truth. One of the biggest liars, or he's telling the truth.
I don't understand the point. He's just claiming to have a bunch of money. What's the issue here?
It's a long story.
We've got a little bit of time, so you're going to have to
press
it down.
Just hunt Leo, Wanta, and you can read all the stories, like off of Arctic Beacon, and you can get the whole story for yourself, just like I've got it.
What's the relevance? Why would I want to look for this story?
Well, he wants to give a trillion of dollars to the U.S. Treasury.
He wants to give.
Yeah, I don't know how he got it. You can read the stories, but I don't understand.
Treasury. Now, wait a minute. Does giving money to the Treasury mean that's money that the government will get to spend, or is he just trying to pay off the debt?
Maybe they can spend it and maybe return something to the people out here.
Yeah, I don't expect that to happen.
Now, you remember Treasury Gate with Tommy Buckley's story?
No, I don't.
Tommy Buckley from Amarillo, he claimed he had received large bearer bonds to pay off the national debt. Anyway, he sued over one for $278 billion from the Shah of Iran in a court of claims in Washington, D.C., court case 93-518 Charlie, in front of a judge, Diane Gilbert Weinstein. The case was basically shut down. He just wanted to see if it was legitimate. James Baker signed the bonds.
Are you following any of this, Mark? I'm having a tough time here.
I'm not, and I've been sort of looking at this Leo Wanta stuff, and it's not popping out to me what he's all about either.
But,
I do see.
He's got a web in front of you?
Yeah, he does.
If anybody's got a web, just put Leo, Wanta, on Google.
We got it. What's this other guy you were talking about, though? What's his relevance?
Hunt Treasury Gate on the web.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, he says he received these large bearer bonds. Either he's telling a big lie or he's telling the truth.
And why does anyone care, I guess, is the question.
Well,
I,
if the government
not motivated
got,
to care
if the government got billions of dollars put in the Treasury, don't you think that we'd go out of debt and then he could return money to the people and,
no,
and
we're
tell
in,
Rockefeller
we're in
to
debt.
Get his stuff from the Federal Reserve Corporation out of the bottom of his vaults and we'll burn him out in front of the Supreme Court and of course, in Congress.
Woo. Well, thank you for the call. I'm not sure. Appreciate it. Wow.
I'm completely
was he
baffled.
Just, like, rambling and not making much sense? I'm not really sure what exactly was going on with that call.
I don't know, but I'm going to read this website about Leo Wanda
just,
at some point here in the near future.
Well, I guess to address what he said about if there's billions of dollars in a treasury bond or whatever, would that pay off the debt? No, I don't think so. Isn't the debt something like $12 trillion after you factor in a variety of other things? I think it's currently at $8 or $7 trillion or something like that, but then there's other, like, factors that aren't into the debt. There's other things there. And
state debt and
yeah,
all that kind of
yeah.
other kind of stuff.
I don't think a few billion dollars in a treasury bond is going to really do much.
Drop in the proverbial bucket.
Well, let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Liam.
Hi. I thought I'd call in and talk about another smoking ban that's passed.
Oh, boy.
The Houston City Council voted 13-2 to ban smoking in virtually all workplaces, including restaurants and bars.
Is this fresh news?
Yeah, this happened today.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes.
Everywhere.
Yep.
It's going to happen everywhere.
It's very popular. The smokers are the new persecuted class, smokers and illegal immigrants. Liam, any thoughts
about wondering how long it's going to take. I think within 5 years, I think there'll be at least one city where it's illegal to sell tobacco. I think it'll be California.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, we're not very far away from that. I think your window of time is pretty accurate there. 5 years, yeah, I think they could get that done in 5 years. Pretty
yeah,
outrageous
I think
stuff.
So, too.
Liam, any other thoughts for us?
No, just going to share that. Starts September next year.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Houstonians, you can mourn the loss of some more of your freedoms there. Get another year to smoke in public. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. Still lots to talk about here, including somebody has written an article on the problem with libertarians. Well, we'll find out what the alleged problem with libertarians is coming up, and it is your show, so you can bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Ha!